Well, things are quiet this afternoon at the Bumstead home, so let's look in at the office of the J.C. Dithers Construction Company, where Dagwood works. Yes, there's Dagwood bent over his desk, studying something very carefully. Must be something very important. Yes, it's a comic book. He finishes the book and makes this comment on it. Well, let's see what Mr. Dithers is doing. Ah, a little action. Mr. Dithers is opening the door of his office and says...
Come on, couldn't you tone your voice down a little bit in the future, please?
What, and spoil all my fun? Come in my office, Mommy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dithers.
Now, sit down, Bumstead. No, no, not that chair. That's the one for insurance salesmen with a tack on it.
Yes.
Try this one here.
Thank you, J.C.
Now, that's the chair for prospective clients. Reserve it this afternoon. Notice how nice and soft and luxurious it is. This beats back anything. Notice how it cuddles your carcass. Now, close your eye and see how restful it is. How it could make anybody sign anything. What do you think of it?
I wasn't sleeping, Mr. Dithers. I was just thinking.
What, that you're a bust song?
Mr. Dithers, let's get back to the subject. What did you call me in here for, huh?
Well, it seems like a very silly question now, but I was going to ask you if you sleep nice.
Oh, sure, Mr. Dithers, and during the day sometimes, too.
I know. For a good many years, I've been paying your salary while you've been off to slumberland with your feet on the desk.
I don't sleep in the office, Mr. Dithers.
Now, listen, Bumstead. You wore those two deep grooves in the top of your desk with your heels. The glacier didn't put them there.
No.
What I want to know is, why can't I sleep at night?
Well, maybe you don't go to bed at night.
Oh, yes, I do. But I have trouble getting to sleep. When I do go to sleep, Cora says I leap and toss like an eel with a 7-year itch.
Well, maybe you've got a guilty conscience, Mr. Dithers.
Yeah, maybe that.
Bumstead! Well, have you ever been to a doctor?
I've been to all of them. They all tell me to give up everything I've always enjoyed.
Yeah. Well, why don't you take their advice?
What's the point of being healthy if it's no fun living?
I guess so.
I'm still shopping around to find a doctor who agrees with me.
I know what would help you, Mr. Dithers. What you need is a little relaxation.
I know. But Cora always catches me.
Well, Mr. Dithers, I have an idea. I can solve your problem and promise you you'll get at least one good night's sleep.
What are you going to do? Hit me on the head with a hatchet?
Hey, that's not a bad idea, you know that?
Never mind.
No, what you really need is to get away for things for a few hours. So why don't you and Mrs. Dithers take a nice drive with Blondie and me on Sunday, huh? But you'll be out in the nice fresh air. It'll be a pleasant change, and it's very pretty this time of year on the farm.
Oh, sure. Farmers, alfalfa, cows, milkmaids. Okay, Bumstead, you talked me into it. You can put the Dithers on your Sunday sucker list.
I'm so glad you dropped in, Cora. Come on, sit down.
Let me stay a minute, Blondie. I just wondered if you wanted me to bring anything to take along on the drive tomorrow.
What did you have in mind?
Everything, sandwiches, a thermos of coffee, and a straight jacket for Julius.
Do you really think one straight jacket will be enough?
Well, Julius has been so nervous lately that I'm thinking of getting him one with a built-in cold shower to wet him down and cool him off.
Cora, the drive ought to be a nice change for him.
Well, if I remember Sunday driving from before the war, it won't be any rest for him.
Oh, Dagwood's a very careful driver.
Yes, but when anyone else drives, Julius is always pressing imaginary brakes.
You see,
in 2 blocks, he'll push his foot right through the floorboard.
No, we'll drive someplace where it's nice and quiet and peaceful. Blondie, are the children coming along?
Oh, no, they're both going to be with friends.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm so sorry they can't go.
Of course, Corey, if you'd like, I'll have them go with us. I know they'll be delighted.
Well, of course, it would be crowded, but
I'm just kidding, Cora.
Oh, Blondie. It's just that I'm afraid Julius will get so stirred up tomorrow that he won't speak for a week.
You know, Corey, it might not hurt a bit if Mr.
No, in fact, we're going to do him a lot of good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that, Cora. Because, frankly, Dagwood and I have never taken a Sunday drive that was restful. And I've been sort of worried ever since Dagwood told me. It's not too late to back out.
No, Blondie. Any change in Julius would be an improvement. Even a change for the worse.
All right, Cora. Now, you bring a sandwich or two for us and a thermos of coffee, and I'll hide it in the back seat. It may come in handy. Otherwise, we'll eat at a roadside stand.
Fine, Blondie.
Sort of trouble do you anticipate?
Oh, I honestly don't know, Cora. But don't worry. If there's any trouble to be found, Dad will find it.
Oh, murder. This is dandy. Just look at this terrific traffic.
Stop yapping, Julius. It's a lovely day. I mean, it's a lovely day, dear. Johnny and I are just sitting back here enjoying it.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, Julius. You're always such a sourpuss. Oh, you didn't even tell me how you like my new hair, did you?
Oh, yeah. Your curls look like they were kissed by a sunbeam.
Oh, dear, darling. You say the sweetest thing. The sunbeam?
Yeah, Sunbeam Mixmaster. Sunbeam driver.
Oh, hey, look at the cars behind it, too.
As far as I can see back there, look at that.
Oh, Dad, you be careful. Look out for that road.
Yeah, I'm sad. Get back in your own way.
Boy, that was kind of close. What was that splintering of wood?
I told you so. There go your floorboards.
Well, my goodness, I guess we'll just wait here until the traffic moves up a little bit. Hey, there's a car way up ahead of us that's kind of snarling things up. Look at it.
It's probably driven by another Dagwood Bumstead.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Diggers, there can't be another Dagwood Bumstead.
No, I guess not. It just wouldn't be fair to put more than one on each planet.
Look, here comes the car that holds us in the next lane. Yeah. Now, Dagwood, don't you start anything with that man.
Yeah. Hey, Shirley. Yeah, you with a silly looking face.
That's you, Bumstead.
Say, pal, if it's too difficult for you to drive your car in only one lane, just let me know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just keep moving.
Boy, that was a sharp answer. You really cut me down to size with that one. All right, your material.
Don't answer him, Dagwood. He's just a fresh nobody.
You know, you've got quite a personality, chum. Is that cute little blonde your wife? How did a gorgeous thing like that ever happen to marry a goon like you?
Dagwood, tell that nice man to mind his own business. Hey, are you the new one?
Yes, sweetheart.
Why don't you throw a hole in your head and start the birdhouse? Congratulations, Dagwood.
Yeah. You really rocked him with that.
Dagwood, the cars are moving again.
Yeah. No, okay, honey, okay.
Bum said you didn't handle that guy right.
I didn't.
If you want to say something, be personal. Next time, he'll crack about his red nose.
Okay, Mr. Billy. The next time, I'll work on his nose. Now, listen, Julius. Don't try to start anything.
Well, why not? Things are pretty dull now.
Oh, stop doing that for a while, Mr. Billy. You keep the back and enjoy the fumes.
I should have brought my gas mask. Good grief. Another stoplight.
Oh, here comes the man in the roadster right alongside of us again. And look at the way he's smiling at me. And he's smiling at me, too.
Hey, chum. Who's that sitting back there with your beautiful wife? Your brother?
Ha-ha! That's you, Cora.
Hey, you heard what he said. What are you going to
about it.
Make a note of it for future
efforts. Hey, I'll fix him. Hey, you, is your nose really that red, or is that just a ketchup bottle sticking out of your face?
That's sort of big babble, Bumstead.
Okay, buddy, those are fighting words.
Dad, here he comes. Wind up your window, please. Holy smokes, he's bigger than I thought. There ought to be a law against guys slumping down in their seats like that.
Come on.
I'd rather stay in here and fight like a poodle. Well, goodbye now. Look, Dad, he's going away. I'm glad he's not making a fuss about
that. Yeah, me too.
He's going on the bus. You fight, Julia.
Huh? Holy smokes, here he comes.
Mr. Vickers, you locked the door, but your window's open.
Well, hello, Grandpa.
Now let go of my tire, big ape.
After this, when you say that, smile.
Keep going. Help. Bumster, what are you doing?
Mr. Gilliard, I can't stand to see him do this to you, so I'm looking the other way.
So, Grandpa, I'm a big ape, eh?
I didn't call you any names, you big drooling nincompoop. Why aren't you big on Bumster?
Because you're a lot handier, Grandpa.
Look, Bonnie. How is he coming over here?
Oh, good. Mr. Peachy! Yes!
Here he comes.
Hey, God, is he on stilts? I've never seen a suit so full of fella.
All right, Shorty, take your hands off him and beat it.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Run away.
So long. Well, folks, how are you?
Oh, thanks, Howard. If I can ever do the same thing for you with a little guy, just let me know.
You going for a drive in the country, Howard?
Yes, yeah. I love the country in the spring. The blue sky, the white clouds, the new leaves and grass. Everything looks so bright and fresh and shiny. As if it all had just been washed in super suds.
Yeah. Oh, boy, what a whale of a big washing job that would be.
But Dagwood, that's where all those suds from super suds really go to town. In a big, heavy wash. Super suds, funky two-fisted suds, loosen up the meanest kind of dirt in a hurry. You don't have to do a lot of rubbing.
That's right. And I should know, with all the growing play clothes our gender and cookie pile up, I'd be lost without super suds on wash day.
Oh, women are always telling us how super suds, rich, creamy suds, make lighter work of heavy-duty washing.
Dadwood, the cars are beginning to move again.
Oh, holy smoke, gotta get back in my car. Well, so long, folks.
Goodbye, Mr. Peachy.
Thanks again, Bubbles.
Come on, Howard. Oh, getting along just in time. I've never seen your face turn quite so sweet, Mr. Gilliard. Geez, you are blowing your top at 1 second intervals like a Roman candle. Yeah, you were right, Mr. Gilliard. There's a personal touch is what got him. Thanks for suggesting it. Well, is everybody happy?
Not me. I'm going to stay tense and disgruntled all day. And don't anybody try to cheer me up either.
Isn't this wonderful? A tinkling little brook. Lots of peace and quiet.
Oh, it's really lovely, Bonnie.
Yeah, it's really swell.
Oh, it's all right. How did Omar Khayyam put it? A book of verses underneath the bough. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. Beside me singing in the wilderness, and wilderness for paradise. Wow.
Why, Julie.
Oh, that's very nice, Mr. Gidders.
Yeah, gee, Mr. Gidders, I didn't know you were educated.
I were.
No. No, I meant I didn't know he was intelligent.
Yeah, that is. I didn't realize he knew anything.
No, I mean...
Bullshit.
I'll see you later.
Never mind the flattery.
Well, Mr. Gidders, I... See, you know, I thought all the poetry you knew was your face on the ballroom floor and Franklin Johnny. Oh, there's another side of Julius that practically no one knows about. I get very few glimpses of it myself. Most of the time, he's the same old, adorable CEO you all know.
Well, thank you for them kind words, Cora. But stop poking around in my soul.
I'm a lover of poetry, too, Mr. Gidders.
Oh, go ahead, lover. Do your work.
Oh, yeah. Roses are red, violets are blue. Lilies are pink, because I sell them on the line today. Well, Mr. Gidders, how do you like my execution?
I'm in favor of it. By slow torture.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Gidders, why don't we take off our shoes and socks and pull up our pants legs and wait around the street? Come on, huh?
Oh, okay. I haven't done that for about two.
How long?
Tall he is. But if I get wet, Bumstead, I'm going to make it tough for you at the office Monday. Yeah.
Well, if you get your clothes wet, we can always rob a scarecrow, Mr. Dennis.
Come on, B.B. Bird.
Oh, you know, Blondie, Julius is really a nice guy.
He just hates to let people find it out.
I know, Cora. And also, he thoroughly enjoys being alone.
You saw the girl, Dr. Diesel and Mr. Hyde, but you almost never meet Dr. Diesel.
Cora, do you think he's temporarily cured now?
I mean, will he sleep tonight?
Oh, I don't think so, Blondie. I think somehow we've got to get him really pretty fired.
Well, let's see.
Yes, let's see now.
Downstream from an ice
plant.
Hey, hey,
hey,
nice
way you're kicking that water.
Get out of the way
then, Bobby.
Let me see now.
Well, we could let the... Oh, no, we couldn't do that.
What, Blondie?
Well, I was just thinking we could let the air out of one of the tires and hit him change it. That should make Mr. Diddy's tires.
Why?
It's so difficult to change the tires.
It is the way they do it.
They argue about how to work the gas, and they figure out the best way, scientifically, to do the whole thing. Then they mess everything up and blame each other.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
I'll let the air out of one of the rear tires right away.
All right, now stay here and keep an eye on them.
Ow! Oh, my soul! Did you hit me? Ow! Yes!
Get up on that rock, you noodle noggin. Personally, I think it's all your imagination.
Yeah.
Nothing fits you.
No!
My little cool drop.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh, Cory, isn't that a picture? Both of them crowded together on top of that little rock in the middle of the tree.
Yes. I'd give $5 for a BB gun.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
You better rescue it. We're treated by a man-eating prophet.
He's got pictures the size of ice pumps. Come on,
Cora,
open.
I'd rather stand here and throw rocks at you.
Blondie, I'll be back in a minute.
All right, Cora.
How are we going to get back to the door?
Well, I don't know, Dagwood. You solve the problem, and I'll watch.
All right, Bumstead. So I was too heavy on your shoulders, and we both sat down in the babbling brook. Do you have to babble, too? You'll be home in a half hour.
Yeah, well, I didn't mind you sitting on my shoulders and holding on to my ears, Mr. Diddy. But when I went down, you tried to walk across on me onto the bank.
If you'd had stomach muscles, I'd have made it. Yeah. Bumstead, you're nothing but pure flab.
Both of you, stop complaining and bickering. I don't see what you're fussing about.
Yeah, you would if your hip pockets were full of tadpoles.
Oh. Julius, you got a pretty good soaking, too.
Well, quit grinning about it. Tell me, Bumstead, are you going to get us into any more trouble today?
No, I'm also.
Well, here's the car.
Yes?
Here's the car.
Yeah, here's the car.
Oh, look at that car. Oh, no, 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 no. Rather than a flounder's flipper.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Oh, well, those things will happen.
Yeah, we might as well get started changing a tire.
Yeah, you might as well, Bumstead.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. I won't touch this until you help me.
Oh, all right. Lift up the back end and get the tools out.
Yeah. Cora, you and I had better watch this in case we ever have a flat tire.
I've already got one, but I can't fix it.
Please, never mind the pleasantries. Just keep your eyes open. Bumstead, get the tools out.
Okay, okay.
Well, where are all the tools?
Yeah.
I only see the lug wrench. There's a hand axe, too. But where's the jack? Did you leave it someplace?
Yeah. Mr. Diddy, I'm afraid you hit the nail on the head.
I ought to hit you in the same place.
Oh, but does that mean you're on the roof?
Oh, good, please. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'll take care of everything. Well, we could take the axe and cut down a little small tree and use it sort of as a lever to lift the wheel off the ground, see?
Uh-huh.
And then we could put rocks under the axle and change its tire.
Okay, and if we can't find rocks, we'll use your head. It's not being used for anything else.
Stop fighting. You've got nothing but screaming.
You've got to decide to fix
reaching that higher.
Well, it's very difficult working with an imbecile.
There's no need to apologize, Julius. Cora and I could have... Cora and I could have done this hours ago. You've got it up on those rocks now. Why don't you just change the tower?
Yeah, just a minute, Lonnie, just a minute. I have been insulted by that person. Mr. Diggers, I am resigning from the J.C. Diggers Company.
You can't do that, Bumstead. Huh? I was just going to fire you.
Mr. Diggers, fire him when we get home. It's getting late.
Okay. Get the spare out, Radish Head.
All right, just as soon as I can get this.
Oh, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That can't be.
Why now?
The spare is flat.
Oh, my goodness. No. I just can't understand how one man can have so much ignorance at his command.
Now, just a minute. There's no reason for the spare to be flat. Blondie, you had the last puncture a couple months ago. Didn't you have the tire fixed?
Oh, of course I had the tire
fixed.
Well, I might have overlooked it, but,
That is all the state risk.
Well, well. So the girls are at fault. From the way they've been talking, I didn't think it was possible for them to make a mistake.
Oh, never mind about that. The nearest garage is about 3 miles. Now, you just better start walking.
Yeah, well, not me. I did plenty of work and all for nothing. I'm knocked out. I'm staying here.
And so am I. You girls can walk the garage. What? It's your fault. It's good for your fingers. Besides, you'll get past the service.
And what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to take a little nap in the car.
Come on, Mr. Davis, I'll show you how it's done.
It's a pleasure, old pal.
What about the sandwiches in the back, Blondie?
Well, let's just hope they don't find them.
Come on, Cora. We might as well start walking right now.
Those babes in the woods with leaves. Now, where did I see that poison ivy?
Jasmine, wake up. Wake up, Pookie. We got a garage, man.
Go away, please.
Goodbye, girls. Your son's a fix this time, so we'll pay you later. We're going to stay right here in the car.
Well, all right. But there's something I want to get out of the back seat. Jasmine, where are those sandwiches that were in the car?
What sandwiches is that?
You know what sandwich is that?
Yeah, well,
I don't know where Mr. D's is, but mine is right about here. Yum, yum, yum. Incidentally, boys, look who the garage man turned out to be.
Hiya, Sterling.
Oh.
Don't go away, folks. Super Suds will bring back the Bumsteads in just a moment. Here's what Mrs. Alma Smith says about Colgate Sudsy Super Suds.
Super Suds piles up some much rich thick suds that suck dirt and fishy in a hurry. All my white things wash up snowy, but I never add anything strong and I don't do much rubbing.
Ladies, make the milk bottle suds test. Just take up a teaspoon of Super Suds and a glass of water, even hard or cool, in a milk bottle. Notice all those rich, billowy suds. Yes, floods of long-lasting suds from Super Suds compared to less efficient soap.
Oh, home again. Oh, what luxury.
I didn't think we'd ever be able to get Mr. Diggers into his house. He took all our things to carry.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was too sleepy to help Blondie.
I wonder what the neighbors will think. Well, you should worry about our neighbors, too. I practically carried you and myself.
Yeah.
Well, I was tired.
You know, the idea of mine about taking Mr. Diggers on a Sunday drive certainly works. I guess he just likes the peace and quiet of the country.
Ouch!
Blondie, what's the idea of sticking me?
Well, I never touched you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Mr. Diggers certainly goes to sleep tonight. There's no question about him.
Ah! Blondie, stop that! Now, that's what I didn't hear to.
Ouch! Ouch! Here's some of the boxes, you Blondie!
Yes, but what in the world is the matter with you?
He's got crosses with the big claws. Yeah!